Teenage Girl Bullied Into Leaving School After Questioning Trans Ideology. By Peter Cattell on May 18, 2022. A girl who dared to question trans ideology was bullied by her peers until she left her school, a report has claimed. A girl in the UK reportedly found herself at the wrong end of the SJW mob after questioning trans ideology, with a report published on Tuesday claiming that she was subsequently forced out of the school due to being bullied at the hands of her peers. The 18-year-old reportedly earned the ire of her schoolmates after questioning a member of the UK's House of Lords linked to woke British NGO Stonewall, who was giving a talk at the school on the topic of transphobia in the British Parliament. According to a report by The Times, the girl challenged the notion that critical theory took precedence over biological reality in defining women, a position she reportedly believed the pro-LGBT speaker was taking. This, in turn, led to accusations of so-called transphobia from other girls in the school, with the victim of the woke witch hunt at one point reportedly being surrounded by around 60 of her colleagues who shouted, screamed, swore and spat at her. While The Times reports that teachers were initially supportive of the girl at the center of the controversy, they apparently pulled back once accusations of transphobia were leveled at the girl, with the teenager even being warned at one point that she would be sent to the school's library to study if she dared say anything provocative in class. Seemingly worn down by the experience, the student finally left the school last December. We know how these views are being silenced in the adult world through high-profile legal cases and the bullying and defamation of celebrities such as J.K. Rowling. One teacher, who The Times claims is from the school in question, wrote on the Transgender Trend website, "This is also happening in schools." The teacher also wrote that it was likely somewhat naive of the victim to try and question transgenderism due to it being an ideology with which you're simply not allowed to disagree, however respectfully. It is quite chilling to witness firsthand how this ideology, and by ideology I mean collectivized false or inauthentic selfhood, operates and grows, he said. It should be obvious that the underlying message "take the knee to us or else be crucified" has nothing whatsoever to do with care and compassion. While this report by The Times is no doubt particularly shocking to many, it is far from the first time advocates of transgenderism have come for school kids who either disagree with or cannot understand their ideology. For example, one six-year-old found himself in hot water with his school after reportedly struggling to comprehend that one of his classmates was being treated as gender fluid. The Christian parents of the child were then subsequently warned that if their six-year-old would be treated as transphobic if they showed an inability to believe a transgender person is actually a real female or male. Both the six-year-old and his older brother were subsequently pulled out of the school, though the parents have claimed that the entire family is now being ostracized from their local community. "We have had verbal abuse from some of the parents," said Sally Rowe, the mother of the pair. "And some just completely blank us. And one couple makes rude gestures to us if they drive past." Follow Peter Cattell on Twitter, at Peter_Cattell. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.